There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Hanaisin shelah katzamer." He, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, provides wool, snow like wool. Hanaisin shelah, he provides snow katzamer, like wool. What does that mean? He gives snow like wool. So pashas, it means like the snow is like white, I guess, like wool. But the way that the Imre Emes, the Holy Ger Rebbe, explains it is that he sends snow like wool, meaning he provides us with wool, which is a symbol of warmth and protection, in proportion to the snow, which is the cold, harsh conditions of our existence. Along with any challenges we face, Hashem equips us with the strength and fortitude we need to handle them. It's a beautiful vart. Hanoisen shele katzamer. Based on the amount of snow, Hashem will provide you the wool. We're going to have challenges in life, right? We need certain things in order to get through life. But you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides everything in commensurate to what you need. Right now, as a bacher, let's say, you don't need millions of dollars. So whatever Hashem sends you for what you need right now, that's good, because the wool and the snow are equal. You don't have that much need right now, so therefore the snow is not so great, so you don't need that much wool. When you're going to need a lot of warmth to get through the real snowstorm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide you with sometimes we get scared in life because we think that I'm not going to be able to handle this. I'm not going to be handle. How can I get married? I can barely take care of myself financially or whatever, or emotionally. How am I going to be able to handle it? Don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you what you need at the right time in order to get through it. I'm not saying that this always, sometimes I tell this vart, not this exact vart, but I say, you know, there's similar varts that from Chaim Shmulevitz and others that you never, Hashem never sends you a nisayan that you can't handle. You ever heard of such a thing? Hashem never sends a nisayan that you can't handle, Hashem won't send. I mean, if
you... Doesn't that happen when you decide to ask Hashem to test you, though?
What?
Isn't that with, like, you're rigging yourself to fail by asking Hashem to test you?
We never ask Hashem to test us.
No, but like for the people that do, supposedly it's like rigged to fail as a test.
Yeah. So, but there is this. There is definitely a concept in the Musar Sfarim how Hashem always, if he sends you a nisayan, he sends you the equipment, the wherewithal to pass that test. And sometimes I say this far and people come over to me and they say, do me a favor, don't say that. Do not say that, because trust me, I'm going through something and I don't have the kalim to handle it. I can't deal with it. Sometimes people have nervous breakdowns from the shyness. Sometimes people, you know, go off the deep end from the shyness. It's, or they harm themselves because of the shyness. It's not always so cut and dry that even if it is true that Hashem does send you the kayach to withstand the test, but in our own mind, sometimes we just can't. Like sometimes you just say, I'm done, I can't take this test. But at least in a perfect world, we should realize that when we go through certain challenges in life, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending us the challenge. And if He's sending us the challenge, He must equip us also with a way to be able to endure the challenge. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking to make us suffer, you know, impossibly or torture us. That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a challenge in order for us to, like the Ramban says, the Lashon of Nisayan, challenge, is from the Sherish of Nes. Nes means a miracle, but it also means a banner. So a banner, it gets higher and higher on the pole, on the flagpole. So every time we pass a challenge, that means we're steiging, we're ascending in life. We're getting stronger, we're getting greater, like things that when we were younger we might not have been able to handle, but as life goes on, we're able to handle. We get more strong in our emunah and our bitachon. So there definitely is such a concept. This is what the Emes is saying, that a nisayon shele katzamer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure everything is balanced. If there is snow, you're going to need a sweater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide the sweater for you. If it's going to be a heavy snow, you're going to get a heavy sweater. If you're going to have a schwache snow, a weak snow, a global warming snow, you don't need such a sweater. You'll need a thinner sweater. But the wool to warm you is always going to be commensurate. It's always going to be in line with the amount of snow. And snow is obviously a proverbially snow, like the rough, harsh conditions of life. We should be able to bear them because we have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing for us what we need. Okay, let's see another idea. Great Jewish inspiration. Okay, how about this one? This is a great one. This is the picture. It's a nice treasure chest. Everyone has a treasure in his own backyard. Why search elsewhere for it? The treasure is in your own backyard. What does that mean? I'll tell you a story. It's not in the book, but it's really a great illustration of this quote from Simcha Bunim Mipshischa, that there was once a guy, it's a true story actually, supposedly, he lived in the city of Krakow. He lived in the city of Krakow. And he used to have these recurring dreams. Krakow's in Poland. He used to have these recurring dreams that there's a bridge in Prague, and Prague is in Czechoslovakia, but he kept dreaming that there's a bridge in Prague, and under the bridge, he's going to find a treasure. There's a very big treasure that's buried there, waiting for him to come and dig it up. So he kept it, but he's a very poor man. He couldn't afford so finally he saved up a few pennies, a few dollars, and he was able to hitch a ride to here and hitch a ride to there. He brought his shovel, finally gets to that bridge in Prague. Very poor man. And he starts breaking ground right where the dream kept on telling him that the treasure was. And he starts digging and digging and digging. All of a sudden, the Prague police officers come and, you know, tap him on the shoulder. Buddy, what are you doing? You can't just start digging in a city. This is, imagine if you do it in Manhattan. You start digging up in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Like, what are you doing? So he says, well, I keep having this dream, you know, that I have, there's a treasure buried here. So these guys, like the police officers were trying to I guess they thought he was like a simple guy and maybe like a dreamer. So he says, it's so funny that you should have that dream because I keep having a dream, says one of the officers, that you from Krakow have a treasure in your own backyard. He says, really? I have a treasure in my own backyard? Cool. So he picks up the shovel, he hitches a ride back to Krakow, and he starts digging up his own backyard. And guess what? He finds a treasure in his own backyard. In fact, they say there's a shul that's existent till today. I don't remember the name of the shul. People that are into touring and, you know, I think it's Isaac's shul, maybe they call it. They say that it's a beautiful, big, ornate shul. He built it with the money that he was able, that he found in the treasure in his own backyard. Now, what's the takeaway? The takeaway lesson, obviously, is that in life, we're very busy looking at other people. We're always looking at other people, especially if you're on social media and you're looking at people's statuses, you're looking at people's Facebook, I know it's only for older people, but looking at people's Instagram or all this stuff, which is like the worst thing in the world. And we're looking, oh, wow, this guy's on a vacation, he has such a great life, and this guy just got engaged, and he's so lucky, and he's going on a vacation, he's building a house, he's, bought a new car, whatever, these guys are having they have a great life. And we look at them, we say, wow, they're having such an amazing life. The grass, you know, by them is so green. But when we do that, and maybe they are having a good life, it's questionable. Maybe it's just a big scam and sham, and it's not as good as it looks, which is probably the truth. But what happens is when we're looking at other people and we're always like saying, wow, this guy has a life and that guy has a life, what we're doing to ourselves, whether we realize it or not, is that we're basically, when we look in a mirror and we look at our own situation, we feel like we don't have a life. That there's nothing that I have going for me? I have nothing going for me. And that is not true. That's this Yisayid. The Yisayid is that everybody has a treasure in his own backyard. We're busy searching for treasures all over the world. We're looking for treasure by him and saying, wow, if only I was this, if only I won the lottery, if only I was this, you know, when, whatever. We're always thinking that the grass is always greener. We're comparing ourselves to everybody. But the truth is that we ourselves have so much bracha in our own life, we just fail to see it because we're so busy looking at other people. There's a story that's told about a diamond merchant in Belgium. You know, in Antwerp, they have a big diamond, Jewish diamond bursa, it's called, like a diamond market. And there was a person that had a store on the main diamond street in Belgium, in Antwerp. And all of a sudden, there was like a competitor that opened up a diamond store across the street from him. And he was, business by that guy was booming, and by him, you know, it was very schwach. It was very, very few customers came in. He felt like that this guy's taking away all his customers. And he goes to a rabbi, and he's very upset. He says, like, you know, what, you know, I have no idea why, but like, I'm losing all my parnassah, this guy across the street. He says, and he continues, and he says, and if you think it's because I don't have as good schaira as he does, maybe you think I don't have as good merchandise. I have better merchandise than him. I pass by the store. I see what the guy's selling. I have better stuff than he does. My diamonds are better and sharper and cheap. He says, my prices are better. The lighting in my store, you probably think he has better lighting, better furniture. My lighting is much better. My store is much better. I have better air conditioning. I have better heating. I can't figure out why he's doing so well and I'm not. So the Rav says to him, I know why. Because it's very hard to mind two stores. If you mind one store, you could be matzliach. If you mind two stores, your mind is going to be scattered. He says, this guy across the street is focused solely on what? On his own store and his business. So he's doing well. You, by your own admission, you're focused on your business, but you also focus on his business. Everything, you know how much diamonds he has, what he's selling it for, what his lighting is like, you're busy always looking at somebody else. And you can't focus on yourself. In life, when we're so busy looking, wow, this, you know, and it gets worse as you get older in life. You know, this kid, you know, these people married off all their kids. I can't get my kids shidduchim, and I can't get my kids this, and I can't, you know, we can't go on vacation. They're going away for Pesach. And just your whole life, you're never going to be happy because you're so busy looking at other people. And this person is so good in sports. This person is so good in school and Gemara and whatever. And instead of focusing inward and living within your own Dalet Amos and understanding that Hashem gave me bracha and I have to figure out what I should do with my life and focus and really try to succeed in whatever I have that I can succeed in. Instead, I'm busy being jealous a whole day of other people. I'm looking at them. They're not looking at us. They're busy with their own thing. And that's why they're successful. If you want to be successful in life, you have to focus inward and try to really see what can I do to make myself, you know, really successful. What do I want to do with my life? What am I good at? What are my talents? What are my strengths? What are my interests? What are my hobbies? And let's see if I can, you know, use whatever it is that I have to really make a great life for myself. So if I'm a person that likes medicine, so I should go, you know, for in one of the healthcare fields and medicine doctor or to be a PA or a nurse or a therapist, something like that. If I like law, I should be a lawyer. I should be something in that type of field. If I like business, computers, whatever it is. But try to find what you're good at and focus inwards and stop looking. Oh, well, this guy's just got a great job internship this summer in a big accounting firm, and I don't have any. Like, don't worry about everybody else. Worry about yourself. Focus inward. Try to do well on your tests and try to do well, you know, with networking and do what you need to do to succeed and stop looking at everybody else. The treasure is in your own backyard and stop looking for it in other people. Stop looking by other people in general. Just pay attention to what is going on in your own life. Is that clear? Okay, let's do one more. This is a great quote by Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector. It's I put it on like a post-it note because it's sort of like a reminder type of thing. if there is something you wish to do tomorrow, see to it that it was done by yesterday. Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector, the great Kavner Rav, used to say this. Something that needs to be done by tomorrow, see to it that it is done, it was done by yesterday. And it's self-explanatory, right? A lot of times we have to study, this is so true. We're in midterm season now, right? Yeah. So you have a midterm. When's the midterm? Thursday, okay? So Thursday, I should really start studying by Wednesday. So you're not doing anything till Wednesday, and you wait till Wednesday, and then what happens on Wednesday? All of a sudden, something unexpected happens, and I can't study because I get into a fight with somebody, or I have a doctor's appointment that I didn't know I had, and now you can't study. Make sure in life, if you want to be successful, to pace yourself and get things done early. If you have something to do, then make sure it's done by yesterday. Aye, but it's due tomorrow. Yeah, but don't wait for tomorrow. Wait, do it. You know, I'm a Yekis, so this is something that, you know, German Jews have this stereotype, at least it's not true for everybody, but, you know, that they do things a little bit ahead of time. That's a good thing. Whether it's studying for a test, writing a paper, applying for a school, looking for a job, do it earlier than later. Don't be one of these guys that procrastinate, and it's easy to procrastinate. You know, I want to clean up my room. Okay, I want to clean up my room. So keep on pushing it off and pushing it off, pushing it off. Then it never gets done. Just do it. Do it already, and then you don't have to think about it. You could cross it off your list of things to do. But people that just keep on like kicking things down the road, that's not a mark of a successful person. Successful people are people that get things done yesterday. Aye, but it's only due tomorrow. I want it done yesterday. I want it done already. I want to know that it was done so I don't have to think about it anymore. Once it's done, you can forget about it. But if it's not done, then you have to keep it on the front burner of your brain. You can't do anything else in the meantime because you're so consumed by this that has to get done. So get it done already. Why wait? Why wait? And this is b'chlal something that, you know, is very important for younger people especially to understand that you should always get in the mode of doing things with an alacrity, with a zrizus. From early in the morning, you wake up in the morning, what do? You hit the snooze button 20 times? It basically, that sets the tone for your whole day. If you're snoozing yourself 20 times, you're not, you know, that's just like a lazy type of start to the day. And then, you know, you're going to come to davening late, you're going to come to seder late, you're going to come to lunch, you'll come on time probably, but, you know, everything else, you'll come late, and it's just not a healthy way of living. The way that a young person, an old person also, but like, especially when you're young, the best thing to do is to always be very proactive. Like, you know, get enough sleep at night and then jump out of bed in the morning, take a shower, go to davening, you know, have davening with a geshmak, get to seder on time, learn geshmak, whatever you need to do, English classes, night seder, do it, but do it with an oomph. Because if you're doing it, you know, like that, so everything will be, all right, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll wake up, tomorrow I'll go to seder on time. No, do it now, because if you do it now, then the future is now. Everything is totally and right now. And if we don't have that mode, I have so many guys in you know, that I have to deal with. Just today I was dealing with somebody, a parent of a child. The child doesn't want to get out of bed. I was in bed a half a day, and you know, and they roll out of bed at like in the afternoon, they don't daven. And it's very scary for a parent to have a child that's not getting up in the morning, it's staying in bed. So it's frightening because it means it's a sign of depression, and it's like, what are you doing with your life? Like, you know, you have to do something with your life. This is not good. But it's unfortunately not too uncommon that young people today are, and maybe I'm sure when I was young also, they're just not motivated to do anything. They're just like, they play Fortnite a whole night, and then in the morning they can't wake up, and they're not productive. In life, you have to be productive. You have to be able to have goals, set those goals, and then check them off your list. And then you'll succeed. You have 100 things to do? Good. Just do it one at a time. Make a list. Lists are very, very important. You guys make lists at all for things you need to do? No. Why not?
Just because I don't have that much to do yet. Yeah.
Okay, good. You don't have much to do. That's great. I find like I need lists because otherwise I know I have a lot to do, but I don't know what it is. If I could write down the things that I need to do, now I could face it and I could cross it off. Some things are harder to do, some things are less hard to do, but at least I know that, you know, that I'm getting stuff done. And as the day goes on, I might add more things to the list, but I, at least if I have a list, I know what I need to do. And that's very important to be, you know, methodical in life and very regimented in life. And that's that is a very important thing. So we learned a few important yisaidis together today. The first thing is that Hashem gives you wool commensurate to the snow. Whatever you're going to need in life, Hashem is there to provide it. We also learned that everyone has a treasure in his own backyard, and why search elsewhere for it? Remember that you have a lot in your own life currently, that's wonderful and that's great and that you should focus on and be grateful for and own. And the final thing that we learned today is that anything that you want to do tomorrow, make sure it was done by yesterday. Mm-hmm. Always be proactive, do things in the right way, giving yourself enough time that you're able to properly prepare and execute the mission that you have. And that way you can move on to the next thing and then the next thing. And that's how you will, mitzvah Hashem, be successful throughout.